Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, the goal is to do everything on Hanukkah, from the Gemaras to the Halacha, which is the best way to learn Inyon, is to go from the Gemaras to the Halacha. Okay, anyway, so I already have my Hanukkah present, but here we go. We are going to learn Inyon Hanukkah, and we're going to start with the Rambam's introduction to Hanukkah. The Rambam is a Halacha Sefer. And the Rambam presents Chanukah. Here we go. This is the Rambam, Perek Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Shlishi. Bevayisheni, kishamalche Yavan gazru gezeros al Yisrael, ubitru dasam, and they attempted to nullify the faith of the Jewish people. Velo inicho osam lasuk b'dor mitzvos. They didn't let us learn Torah and mitzvos. The Rambam is establishing Chanukah is about the struggle over Torah and mitzvos. Upashtu yadam bimamonam uve vovnosehem, and they stretched out their hands against our money and our daughters, property and our daughters. We're going to get back to that. V'nichnesu lehechal, they entered the hechal. Upartzu bo pratzos v'timu ataros, they were matami the hechal. V'tzarlem we yisrael ma'ol mipineim, and it was really hard for us. V'lachatzu m'lachatz gadol, here, there's plenty of room. Ad shirichem aleim elkei avoseinu voshim yadam, and Hashem saved us. V'garvu b'nei chashmonai ha-kohanim ha-gedolim v'haragum voshim yisrael miyadam, and Hashem saved us. And then here's an intro. V'hamidu melech min ha-kohanim, and they appointed a king from the kohanim. V'chazra malchus li-yisrael yesra al-masayim shana ad-achor ben sheni. And the Malchus came back for around 200, more than 200 years, until the Churban Bayis Sheni. So that's the background of Chanukah. Okay, let's keep on reading, and then I'll go back and explain some things. Turn back to turn over the page. Halacha Beis. Ukeshagavri saw Iveyam veibdum v'chamisha v'esim b'chodesh kislev haya. And we defeated the enemies on the 25th of Kislev. We'll get back to that too. V'nichnasu leicha v'lomatzu shemen tar v'mikras al parechad. There's no, all the shemen was tame. One little cod. V'yabad egel yamechad. V'idu k'banir neris hamar chashmoni yomim. There was a nace and it lasted 8 days until they made new oil. So the Rambam in Halacha Aleph talks about the oppression, and we were saved from the oppression by winning the war. Halacha Beis, he talks about the miracle of the Pach Shemen. Halacha Gimel, Umi Pnei Zeh. And because of this, Chachamim Umrisakein, the 8 days of Chanukah, Simcha Bahalel, and the mitzvah of lighting candles in Halacha Gimel. Hold on. Laharu Sulgaul Sanes, to publicize and reveal the miracle. So this is the Rambam. So we're going to discuss some ideas about the Rambam. First of all, this is the basic thing. The Rambam is a sefer of what type of halacha? So what is strange about the entire Rambam? This is history. Why is he giving this to us? Just to sharpen the question. In Hilchos Megillah, does the Rambam give the history of the Megillah? No. He gives it here. So that's the good question. What's the good answer? Yes?
Maybe this Chanukah is all about preserving the miracle. So he gives information on, like, he has to give us information, or if it's not going down that path at all. I feel like you're giving me like a blank look.
Isaac has just hit a solid single into the gap, and he's trying to stretch it into a double after the insanity of the last couple of months, and he's doing just fine. Yes, and therefore what? It's go on. You're hitting. You're doing well. Yeah, make the double and slide into second. But how come he doesn't have it by Megillah? The answer is Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. You have to publicize the miracle of Chanukah. Isaac is exactly right, and the Rambam says you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know what you're doing when you publicize the miracle. Well, what miracle are you publicizing? You're publicizing the miracle of the Pach Shemen. And the miracle of the military victory. On Purim, there's a Megillah. The Megillah tells the story. Chanukah is pure Torah. We're going to discuss this. Chanukah happens after Nevuah ended. Nevuah ended towards the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Chanukah happened in the middle of Bayis Sheni. Chanukah is post-Nevuah. Chanukah was all about Chazal themselves establishing the Yom Tov. And that's why this is part of the reason why it fits perfectly that Chanukah is about Torah Shebal Peh, because there was no more Torah Shebichsav. It had ended. So therefore, the Rambam says to himself, I'm writing a halacha sefer. I have to give the basic story of Chanukah, Mr. Gabi, as part of the halacha, so that people know what they're thanking Hashem for and praising Hashem for and publicizing on Chanukah. That's the pashut shot. And that's a very good shot. Mr. Judah, yeah. Guys, let me talk a little because it's going to take a little while. First of all, Pashtu Yadim B'monu B'vinoseha. Mamonam, our money. The Greeks understood that if you want to undermine the Torah, you undermine the money. This is a big deal. The money is used to support Torah. So if you're Zocha to be wealthy, You have to use your money to support Torah things. Okay, now then, Uviv Noseihem, this is major. The Rambam says they attacked our daughters. So Rabbi Salvechik, Zatzal, and others will talk about this Rambam. The Greeks were trying to undermine The Greeks tried to undermine the spiritual singularity of the Jewish people. It was an attack against our religion, against our ruchnius, against our morality. And the Greeks understood correctly that the secret of the success of Yahadus is the beauty and the kedusha of a Jewish home. And if you want to undermine Judaism, you rip the daughters out of the homes, Rachman al-Itzlan, and try to destroy the Jewish home. That's what he means, Uviv Noseihem. If you want to undermine the spiritual purity of the Jewish people, that's what you do. You go after the daughters and try to ruin them and ruin the family unit. And that's exactly why, and this is a home run idea, and this already, we're only 10 minutes into Chanukah, and we're about to hit a home run, which is, on Chanukah, the mitzvah is on the family unit. Ner Ishu Beiso means that the basic mitzvah is to light one candle per family. We do more, but the basic halacha is in every home you light one candle every night. I just heard from Baruch Simon Shlita. He said he's not aware of any other halacha in the whole Torah that's based totally on the family unit. For example, when you say Kiddush Friday night, there's one Kiddush in the house that's said. But every person is chayiv in his own Kiddush. The person who says Kiddush is motzi you. So it's like each person saying it himself. But by Chanukah, it's not like that. By Chanukah, the basic halacha is not that each person has a chiyuv to light, but there's a chiyuv on the family to have one candle lit for the household. Our minhag is, as we'll learn, mahadrin mina mahadrin, we go on and on, and everyone lights their own. But the basic, so what's the pshat? That since the Greeks were trying to undermine the Jewish home, and they knew the way to undermine Judaism is to be metame and undermine the Jewish home. So when we won the war on Chanukah, what did we do? We added another mitzvah to what? To the Jewish home, to the Jewish family. It's a beautiful idea that Chazal's takana was, we're going to make more kedusha in the home, more kedusha in the family. We're going to add a mitzvah to the family. You got it? That's a beautiful pshat. The Rambam mentions Benosehem and in response to that, we establish more kedusha in the home. Chanukah is about ruchnius. It's about morality. It's about not living like non-Jews. It's about, we're going to discuss this, serving Hashem and having and building beautiful Torah homes. That's what it's about. Give me a second. Next. Then, here's famous. V'chazra machlus liyisrael yesal masayim shana. This Rambam is explaining what we're happy about on Chanukah. And what does he say? The end of Halacha Aleph. We're happy that we had Malchus for another 200 years. Now, many of the kings during that time were Rishayim. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that having malchus, even though the malchus wasn't really kosher malchus, is a good thing, but it's better than the non-Jews controlling, you know, Eretz Yisrael. And that's part of what thanking Hashem for on Hanukkah. So this is quoted in the Svarim. The Book of Heritage quotes this. This is part of the discussion of how do we view the State of Israel and everything. Because the State of Israel, it's Jewish people governing, but the leaders are not religious. So, like, is that a good thing, not a good thing? How do you view it? So the Book of Heritage quotes this Rambam in that context, that the Rambam sounds like having control of Eretz Yisrael, even if the leaders are not religious, is a good thing, because he mentions it here as part of what we're thanking Hashem for. Very interesting. One last point, then I'll take your questions. Look in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says we won the war when? On the 25th of Kislev. On the 25th of Kislev. Now this is interesting. That means when did they? What, that means when did they light? When did they light the menorah then? If they won the war on the 25th, probably. That day?
Oh!
See, the menorah is lit at night normally. So if you win the war on the 25th, then the first night of the menorah is really the 26th. Doesn't work out that well. That's why the Ran says, they quote here in the footnotes. The Ran says, and others say, we won the war on the 24th, and we lit the menorah for the first time the 25th at night. You got it? That's what the Ran says. But the Rambam says the 25th. So that's an interesting thing for the Rambam, like, why is Hanukkah starting on the 25th if really the first time they lit the menorah was on the 26th? So given one answer given is that on the 25th we're celebrating the idea of the 25th is the military victory itself. In other words, we wind up 8 days of Hanukkah because of the miracle. And since we won the war on the 25th, so we start on the 25th. So the 25th is, for the Rambam, is really mostly about what? Winning the war. And then we have the 8 days of Hanukkah to commemorate the miracle. That's one shot that's given.